In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. One of the most famous quotes from Jesus. Jenny, so good to see you with your baby from California. One of the most famous quotes in the gospel that make life equal, that make life peaceful, that make life joyful. When Jesus said, whoever want to be great among you must be your servant. من أراد أن يكون فيكم كبيرا فليكن للكل خادما. Do you want to serve? Service is not very common among our people, because in the Middle East, everybody is a boss. As they said, everybody's chief and not enough Indian. But that's not what the message of the gospel. My dearly beloved, it's getting closer and closer to step into Holy Week. And why Holy Week? Holy Week is to witness once again the price that Jesus paid on the cross in order for you and I to have eternal life. Today the Holy Church placed before our eyes a woman by name Mary of Egypt. This most sinful woman, most corrupt, wild, and has no order to her life, and most of the famous people that ever came from Egypt. Her story was that she's done everything against God's will. And one day, she traveled to Jerusalem to attend a festival at the Holy Sepulchre. As she made it to the door, she felt a power, a force that kept her out. She attempted so many times to walk in, but she could not. She's the only one who knew how corrupt she was, how sinful she was. She realized that to be with God, you must have peace in your life. You must have the virtues that God claimed in this world. She knelt and prayed, O Lord, forgive my sin. All my life I've been corrupt. And give me a chance to touch your tomb in the Holy Sepulchre. She felt the power to raise her up and she walked in. And the Lord welcomed her. She spent 40 years in the desert dedicating her life to Christ and His Holy Church. The question that we should ask today, why we come to honor such a sinful person? The answer is found in the heart of what the Christian faith is all about. Mary was a shining example of what is fasting and prayer can do. Fasting and prayer can lead us to change our lives from darkness to true joy, to light. Fasting and prayer lead us ultimately to repentance. It's not food, it's not chocolate, it's not potato chips, it's not meat that we give up. We need to give up our sinful habit. So today we honor Mary of Egypt to recognize her own sinfulness. We do not hear so much about sin today. كل شيء ماشي الحال بهالمجتمع. And no one dare to say you are sinful. No one dare to say you broke the commandment of God. No one dare to say this is unacceptable, because we want to be politically correct. And once we are politically correct, we become a corrupt nation. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. Respect is honorable. Love in the family is a commandment. Listening to your parents is God's will. Isn't this what the church teach? I read a book some 20 years ago. It says, whatever became of sin, if we are perfect, we do not need a church. The church business is for sinners. Is for sinners. Our life has been crowded with what we need to feed our body, to secure our livelihood, without paying attention to what is sinful to our souls. You know why sin is dangerous? Sin separates us from our Lord. Sin separates us from one another. We don't talk to one another. Sin separates husband and wife and sister and brother from each other. Because we feel as long as we are happy doing whatever she or he please, it's okay. But it's not okay. It's not okay. In our home, in our churches, there should be peace. The trouble in the world is the trouble in our homes, in extension. The war is not only in Syria or in Palestine. The war is in America, in American home, in American foreign policy. Look what we've been doing to one another. A divided nation. But here's the answer. We cannot be bound to sin, because sin leaves us in a curse. The church, my dearly beloved, is our hospital. We come loaded with sin and anger and confusion, but we must leave at peace. If we don't have that feeling, you wasted my time and your time, and you will be better off on the golf course. We walk to church as wolves. we should leave as a lamb. We walk to church as serpent. We must leave as a dove. We walk to church troubled. We must leave peace in our heart. Today, we wish to remind you that to fast is not only to give up certain food, but to add what the scripture says. And here's what the Bible says. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. What is virtue? Forgiveness, repentance, love, humility, patience, and to virtue, knowledge, so you know where you're going. And to knowledge, self-control, so you do not say what's on your mind every place and any place to everyone around. That does not help. And to self-control, we add perseverance. In other words, we must keep going, whatever the circumstances, because the focus is Christ. And the cross at the end of the journey will raise us up. And to perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly love. And to brotherly love, goodness. I know I don't have the answer about everything that's going on in life, whether it's sickness, brokenness, trouble, but I know for sure that with God, everything is possible. Yes, my dearly beloved, sin breaking us up and from each other and from God. Today, we do not need another food. We are overfed. There's 27 shows on food and food preparation and cooking on the television. I know that there are 27 because I counted them all and I probably watched them all. We eat too much. Today we do not need another way to be happy. We are crowded with everything that makes us miserable. Today we need to change, to repent, to reconcile our way, because there will be a day of judgment. God would say to you how you lived your life. Did you waste it, or you were a light in this world? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.